Net neutrality is in the news a lot today. In the short term, it seems like a simple economic dispute. On one side, there's a certain appeal to the idea that all internet traffic should be treated equally, as is what's required by the net neutrality regulations that the FCC currently has in place. The winners of this approach are the content providers like Netflix or Google. On the other side, the internet service providers, sometimes they call them ISPs, like Comcast or Verizon, would argue that some types of content, particularly streaming video, require more resources, and they should be allowed to price those services differently. Those ISPs generally support the FCC's current efforts to repeal the Obama-era net neutrality regulations. While there are economic arguments on both sides, the reason that net neutrality is generating such passionate arguments is the belief that these rules may set a precedent for how the internet will be regulated. The net neutrality rules treat the internet like a utility and regulate it a bit like a utility. The fear is that this might set a precedent for more detailed regulation of pricing or grade of service or even content in the future. So just like maybe the Marbury versus Madison decision set the precedent that the Supreme Court was the institution which settled constitutional disputes, there's a belief that that with the net neutrality rules, the FCC has said that they're the ones who have the power to regulate the internet.